Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, watch this.
All right. Hilarious.
Windex starts working even before you wipe for a superior streak-free shine.
Let's do it again.
Windex, a superior streak-free shine.
This is the Beverly Nation Online Radio, and Only Need Dynasty, and in Ngozi Time, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. We're broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, by way of Shreveport, Louisiana. It's September 7th, 2021, and welcome to A Little Tea Time. I'm your host, Jarek the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius D. Y'all join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek the Gifted One Thomas, where the tea is hot, the lemons are fresh, and the honey's 100% organic. I'm going to get into a track by our international internet radio producer and DJ, Honeybee Oleski. Drop that first beat.
Cause it's sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
sit by her window. He's gonna sneak out tonight. He's gonna by her window.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for that wonderful track, Brother O, by the late Luther Vandross. My guest tonight, ML Dumars, resides from a small town of Shreveport, Louisiana, where she writes about small town experiences and the characters who create intriguing communities. Through the challenges faced by diverse characters, she exposes the brave relationships they form in societies influenced by stereotypes, beliefs, and social and sexual orientations and ethnic biases. Are you there, ML Dumars, Queen Sister?
I'm here, and that vibe from that song is on time. That is on time.
All right, thank you tonight so much for being here with us at the Little Tea Time. We know you have your first piece, so let's get into that first piece. Give us an introduction to it, and you can go right into it.
All right, it's called The Party. How appropriate is that? It's a lighthearted piece, and just flow with it.
Okay, ML, one second. You're kind of fizzing in and out. I don't know what you're using in your headphone. Whatever. We want to hear you clear tonight on this radio show.
Okay, should I turn off the headphones?
Yeah, whatever's going, it's fizzing right now. We'll give you a chance. And while she's getting that together, we are live out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation brought to them by your boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Okay, ML, you ready?
Yes. Do you get feedback?
There you go. There you go. There you go. Outstanding. All right, Jerry, let's get it.
All right. So I'll go ahead and start in on this first piece. It's called The Party. And just flow with it. Tall boots caress her thighs. Love struts through the house, gathering trinkets of joy. The surprise party is coming together. Mother arranges memories around the hearth, baby boy unsuspecting. Glitter flip-flops, tattered jeans, curly gold afro crowns the queen's head. Gumbo gathering good smells, wafting, snowball barking at the door. Brothers coming soon. Lace up front, black high heel ankle boots, sister looking good for the evening, quietly watching, smiling, laughing, grieving her husband's death, deep pain in chest, ministering to young women on the verge of marriage, living in faith. Dapper brown and orange loafers, black and blue Nine West socks, sitting, listening, taking it all in, nothing gets missed. Sweet mama nearby, tapping to the music, straight vibing to classic R&B. Little feet, toes wiggling in grass, soft carpet, up the stairs and down. Energy emanates palpably, ready for whatever. Too young for romance, surrounded by love and family.
All right. I love that first piece, ML. We're going to head into that next track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and DJ, OB Honey Bee. Drop that next beat for me.
my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Want a towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades and see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
Back, Brother O, thank you for that track by Kenny Chesney. ML, Queen Sister, are you ready to get into your second piece?
I am.
All right, give us an introduction and you can get right into it, darling.
All right, this may be a little heavy, but these are heavy times. It's called Interrupted. Isolated. Alone, still, quiet, shattered by the freight train of noise, a cacophony of sounds all at full force, bits of conversation, sips of wine, flapping sheets of laughter, blaring words of choice. Does no one know we are in quarantine? Handshakes, hugs, pats on the back, now taboo. Mask up when you go shopping or when someone sneezes. Don't touch the shelves, but wear gloves just in case. Sanitize your groceries and the surface on which they sat. Sing happy birthday twice as you wash your hands and face and pray you see another one next year. What about the children? No touch classrooms, desks in plexiglass, face shields and kitty masks. Like little bandits robbing them of their youth. No visits with grandma. Grandpa is sick. A hand on the window pane. That's it. Life is but a vapor swirling around, deadly.
All right, ML Queen Sister. I definitely am feeling that piece. That was a very inspiring piece. We have another track up from Honeybee Oleski. Honeybee, drop the beat.
But before we do that, we have a special, special announcement. And it'll be given to you by the Sonya Griffin Award winner, 2020, new host of the year, Mr. Tara Strength.
Good evening, Tara, brother.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying your show and your guests. And are you sitting down or standing
up?
Yes, I'm
sitting
down. All right. So I just want to congratulate you, Jerick Thomas, on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with your second all-time. How's that sound, King Brother?
That sounds fantastic. That sounds very fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much, Terry Stripp, King Brother. Can you tell my listening audience about your next show?
My next show is on the 28th, I believe, of this month. I don't have the topic yet. I'm working on something, but I believe it's the 28th at 9:30, the Know Your Right show with Terry Stripp. So I just want to say I'm really enjoying you. Yep.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, Honeybee, drop the beat.
A big, beautiful brain with a pretty face. Yeah. A baby doll with a briefcase. Yeah. A hot little hurricane. Feminine and soft, but I'm still a bot. Yeah, red lipstick, but feel so raw. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe in a monster truck. If I can be done and I can be the storm. Yeah, smell like a rose and my beard's like a thorn. Yeah, karate chopping the cliches and norms all in a dress. Like a pro, cause I'm so revealed. Yes, I love all it on your lips. Keep your panties off, I'm making amends. If I can be done and I can be the storm. Yeah, smell like a rose and I pierce like a thorn. Yeah, karate chopping the cliches and norms all in a dress.
Head over to the third testament from our guest tonight, Miss M.L. Dumars, Queen Sister. Get into that next piece for us, please, if you do.
I sure will. This piece is called Witness. and it speaks to a lot of people that I've met. I was not raped, only molested, only kissed with the flicking tongue forcing its way, only groped by callous hands squeezing my tender breast, only messed with by arthritic fingers shoved between childhood thighs clamped shut, only touched in places that made me feel ashamed and embarrassed to be a girl, only forced to endure unwanted advances from an old man while his wife lay dying, only resented because I told the truth and stopped coming to read the Bible, only condemned to bear witness that I would be damaged goods forever.
Ooh, after such a marvelous piece, Queen Sister, I am touched. I want to thank you for that piece. Thank you for that piece, Queen Sister. We have our second caller in the queue. Second caller, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from tonight?
Yes, hello. My name is Ricardo Richard. I got a show on O&E. It's called Trenton Makes with Ricardo Richard. But yeah, I was just listening to a lot of the poems or whatever, and I just wanted to, you know, call in and just, you know, my support or whatever. And it was deep, especially the one about like pain and all that type of stuff. So it was really, really good. And I know I'm a writer too, so I know when you write, you know, you got to be mentally, you know, just there in the moment and just giving your all. So
Well, thank you so much, Ricardo, Queen Brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're going to head to the next track by the international internet DJ and producer, Honey Bee, Drop the Bee.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never. September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
Wake me up when
And we are back after that track from Green Day with Wake Me Up When September Ends. Hey, ML, are you ready to do your next testament?
I am. I hope you are.
I'm ready for you, Queen Sister. Let's get into it. Give us an introduction and go for it.
All right. This is called Passover. We know what Passover is, so we're going to go with it. Stealth, efficient, deadly, indiscriminate. Viral pandemic seeps into every aspect of life. Fear and denial strike deep into our minds as our lungs fill and swell with infectious air. Fluid and lilt as the breath that carries our agonizing and ruthless death. No kind word, no comforting hug, no handshake or Gesundheit. Everyone is suspect and isolation is coveted. I hibernate in my home, hoping it will soon pass, like the lamb's blood on the door frame, pass by and leave me untouched, virgin in time of despair.
That was a really great piece there, Queen Sister. Can you give me a breakdown about what that was about? I know you were telling me that it was about basically the Passover, but can you just give me a little insight to the mind of that?
Yes, yes. I was thinking about how we are finding ourselves separated, not just by thought or political things. We are actually separated from a smile. We can't see people smile when they're masked, and you have to go by what's in their eyes. And we huddle in our homes, isolating and hoping that it's, you know, that it'll pass over us like the first death passed over those, the Israelites who had the lamb's blood on their door frames to indicate that they believed in God, and as the death just surged through their city, swirled through their city, it passed over those who had marked their door frames. And we find ourselves hoping that the pandemic will simply pass us by, that we can be separated and protected, and that it will just leave us untouched.
I like that. I like that. And thank you for that beautiful explanation. Thank you for that beautiful explanation. Hey, Brother O, are you ready for that next track?
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Doing things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone.
are back. Welcome to A Little Tea Time. Y'all join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, the gifted one, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. We have the next caller in queue. Next caller, could you tell us your name and where you're calling from this evening?
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm well, Jerry. How are you tonight?
I'm good, sweetie. I had a couple other shows, so I just got on, but, you know, I just wanted to call and support you and say hello. What's your topic?
Tonight, I actually have my special guest here with me. Her name is Emma Dumars, and she's doing her poetry with us tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, sweetheart. Okay.
Hi.
I just wanted,
thanks for
I
calling
just wanted
in.
To say hello. And I actually heard the poem, and I also love this song that Brother O played, or, you know, Hall of Fame DJ, baby. It was awesome. So get back to your thing. I'm listening, and I love you, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. And tell the guests about your next show.
Okay. So, all right. I got it right here, baby. Okay. My next show is, Tuesday, September 21st, 9:30, Jalen Slate. She's an incredible, award-winning, young superstar singer, up and coming, amazing.
Awesome.
Looking forward to the next show, Jerry. And Brother O, thank you. And it was good. Thank you for calling in tonight. After that track by Randy Travis, Digging Up Bones, I am definitely ready to get into your next piece, ML Queen Sister. Let's go.
All right. Well, while he was digging up bones, we were cast in stone. And that's the title of my next piece. My friend likes my hair. She thinks it's cool. Her hand reaches to touch it, and I let her like a fool. She does not see my wounds, her words and hands inflict. My hair, not something to share. The touch makes me flinch. My body is my own. You have no right to touch. To reach without permission means you assume too much. I lose myself to be your friend. Your whip of entitlement causes my psyche to rend. I remain silent. I cannot confess. In your discomfort, I'd lose you at best.
Such a beautiful piece. Such a beautiful piece. Can you just explain a little bit about your piece?
I was hoping you'd ask. It's my reflection on George Floyd's death and the angst that arose from so many people who didn't know what to do or how to do. It's a message of how we excuse ourselves to allow our friends who are different from us to explore us without permission. You know, when someone reaches to touch your hair because it's different or it's exotic, That's an intimate touch that should warrant permission first. And if you know that person well enough, you would know if that hurts them or not. So that's the explanation I have for that piece. You know, the line, my body is my own, you know, you assume too much. Those unwarranted touches can be very painful.
Okay, that's really deep. That's really deep. You're putting a lot on my mind for me to think about tonight, listening to your
Good.
Pieces. Okay, Good. You guys, we have another track by the International Internet's Radio Hall of Fame producer and DJ, Honey B. Drop the next beat.
Oh, know I wanted for the quit so many times, but I knew this moment would come. Now it's my time. I gotta make up for all them nights that my mama cried. I'm going in, I'm putting everything on the line. Dropped out of school to chase my dream. I had something for the proof. I put my all into this shit, man. I can't fucking lose. They smile up in my face, but they don't know what I've been through. Whole lot of nights I went to sleep and I ain't had no food. But now I'm up and I'm just thinking about my next move. Gotta keep my head above water, gotta make it through. I do this shit for my mom and my little brother too. Ain't no more problems now, I might as well go back to school. Gotta maintain, stay on my grind, no I can't be no fool. No I can't slip, no I can't bum, I gotta stick and move. Get out, be all moves to LA, well I ain't gotta keep it too. Surprised, but I knew my dreams coming true. Then stay down till I came up with my niggas. Right or wrong, fell right, you know what's up with me, nigga. Never change on my gang, yeah, I'm stuck with my niggas. When I'm touchable, come running my neck with me, nigga. Yeah. Then stay down till I came up with my niggas. Right or wrong, fell right, you know what's up with me, nigga. Never change on my gang, yeah, I'm stuck with my niggas. When I'm touchable, come running my neck with me, nigga. Yeah. Now that I made it, ain't nothing the same, it all changed. When I'm in public, people see me, they screaming my name. Just a few days ago, I was locked up in them chains. Now I'm in back of the Maybach with a lot of bands. I ain't worried about them dissing, I don't hear a thing they saying. This for my sons in Montana, can't forget the band. I ain't never jeopardize this and lose it all again. This for that North 30, baby, they know I ain't playing. From the heart, I appreciate all of my fans. This for mommy for loving me and being my helping hand. I really did it, this for mom, Street Trey and Aaron. Can't nobody tell me nothing, I'm like, what you saying? Then stay down till I came up with my niggas. Right or wrong, fell right, you know what's up with me, nigga. Never change on my gang, yeah, I'm stuck with my niggas. When untouchable, come running money out with me, nigga. Then stay down till I came up with my niggas. Right or wrong, fell right, you know what's up with me, nigga. Never change on my gang, yeah, I'm stuck with my niggas. When untouchable, come running money out with me, nigga.
Right, that was Untouchable by NBA Youngboy, and I was definitely feeling that one right there, Honey B. Oleski. ML Queen Sister, take us into your next piece and give us the introduction.
The introduction, this is called Untouchable, and it's the flip side of what those young men are expressing. It's the things we see and don't see, and hopefully this gives a little insight and a little inspiration. I peer into an ornate silver mirror that hangs on a smooth, brightly painted wall. The image of an untouchable stares back at me. A woman of dark complexion shakes the ropes of crinkled hair hanging from her fuzzy crown. Her full lips and wide nose bridge dare to move, widening smile and flaring nostrils. A woman moves about in this society on a treacherous path of the untouchables. She carries her fear upon her back daily, believing her life matters, but knowing it is threatened, detested, and best not noticed. Rape, domestic abuse, disregard, and death lurk around every surprised glance. Wide hips and ample butt insult and enrage. Rhythmic motion above thick thighs reminds this country of the lowly help, the workers in antebellum time. Those we did not touch in case the ignorance and darkness should rub off. Oh, but they did touch. Ask my cousin Honey with the funny eyes and the pale brown skin. Society endorses white, petite frames and long, silky hair, button noses and thin, smirking smiles. Smiles that hold contempt for for the slut who seduces her husband after working all day in the field or the house, for the wounded womb that holds her child's love, for the emotionally shackled cook that rules her kitchen, contempt for the untouchable. The mirror reflects my story, sees my pain, where I have been, how much further I must go. Do you see me? Can you see color? Do you know how to ask before you touch me? My hair, my skin, my full features belong to me only. No chains or laws or slurs can hold me back from my destiny. I stand proud because I am untouchable.
After such a beautiful piece, could you give me a little synopsis of where did you, how did you create that piece?
That piece came to me. It's a gift. And it struck me one day how I prefer not to look in mirrors because I see something different from what others may see. And one day I did pay attention to that mirror. And I realized that those things that people are jealous of or find detestable are the very same things that make me who I am. The locks, the full mouth, the full features, the full figure of a woman, of a black woman or of a woman of color as she works in someone's house, takes care of their children, works in their fields and in their kitchens, her own life being put on hold, her children at home unmonitored while she's taking care of someone else's children. There's so many things that I saw when I looked in that mirror. And though I have yet to live some of those things, I saw the generations, my family, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all those who came before me, those that are so distant that I don't even know who they are anymore, but they have gone through this challenge. They have feared for their life every day because it was not their own. They have, even in modern times, walked and hoped that no one would notice that they were a female. Because if you were a female, you were vulnerable. You were a target. You were undesirable, but you were useful for certain carnal reasons. So all those things hit me when I looked in the mirror and I felt that they should be acknowledged because so many women have these feelings. They've experienced these feelings. They've held on to this fear. They've put their lives on hold. And yet there's so much strength in them and they don't get honored. So I wanted to honor those women who came before me, those women who were felt to be untouchable, those who were not worthy of being touched, those who were despised for no reason of their own making. I wanted to honor them because they are untouchable. We could never hope to attain the strength and the beauty that these women in our past have held on to. That's the best I can do.
Yes, and after such a beautiful dedication to all of these women that came before us, Brother O has dedicated a track to myself and you, Ms. M.L. Dumar. So, Brother O, drop us that dedication track.
Well, first of all, Ms. Dumar, you know,
Yes. You're
a wonderful spirit. And every
single piece
that you have touched tonight has touched others. And we hope, you know, with the help of all in all, people call the almighty creation and creator of that creation, finds it best to touch people and change people. This is a track that was in my mind, Jarek and INL, tonight. Because this world is a matrix. It's not subtle anymore. Is it a masquerade?
inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of weeping disappear every time I see your face. No matter how hard I've tried to understand the reasons why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masquerade. Oh, in a masquerade.
About that track.
I love that. That was perfect. That oh man. That brought back some good memories. So I love that track because it hits it home. We're living, but are we really, really happy? Or are we living our true self? I love that track. I do.
Yes, and I got to shout out to my favorite DJ, the Honeybee Oleski. You've been doing your thing tonight, Honeybee. But as we continue on, we're going to talk a little bit more to ML Dumars about her work. ML, I know that you are an LGBTQ artist like myself, and I want to thank you for being my first female African-American guest on my show tonight. Thank you so much for coming out tonight, Queen Sister. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
I thank you for the invitation. I enjoy your show.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for being on. Well, if you don't mind, could you tell my listeners about your coming out story? Let us know how you came out.
Well, that's a funny story because I never thought I was in. I never came out because I was never in. You have to be honest, you know. I think the funniest and most dramatic event would be discussing it with my mother and my grandmother. I think coming out is a misnomer because we don't come out. I think we allow our family to come out in stages. You know, we don't change, they do. So
right.
I remember being at the kitchen table and my mom was sitting there just shaking her fist and slamming against the table and saying, "You should have told me, you should have told me." My grandmother standing behind her saying, "I don't even know what gay is. What is gay?" And yes, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at this scene, and I'm thinking, okay, now who's the adult? Am I the adult today? So my mom is shaking the table with her fist, and she's like, "You should have told me, like your cousin." I ain't going to say his name. But, you know, we use nicknames, so it's a funny name. But anyway, so she said, "You should have told me, just like your cousin told his mama." And I said, "Hold up, he's gay too?"
Oh, wow.
I was like, thank you for the info. I needed that.
for some piping hot tea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They started spilling some tea. I was like, okay, I'm taking notes. But that was probably the funniest coming out experience that I had. And really, it was a matter of them getting comfortable with the idea because, you know, I broke it down and I said, well, my sister, did she come and tell you she liked guys? Or my brother, did he come and say, hey, you know, I like women? I mean, it never occurred to me that I had to announce my sexuality. You know, you're just who you are, you know, and that's part of who you are. And, you know, I mean, as long as I'm not, you know, shoving my tongue down somebody's throat and being, you know, not that that's impolite, and I certainly wouldn't turn it down. I'm just saying, you know, as long as I'm not doing that and in your face and in your space, then you should not have a problem with my sexuality, because the way I look at it, nobody knows except the one who woke up next to you. Correct?
That's it. That's all
okay.
True.
Okay.
That's
true. What I'm saying. So there was no really coming out. It was just a matter of letting everybody else kind of buzz around a little bit and settle down on the flowers, and then, you know, we could all sing Kumbaya and you know, it was all good. But yeah, it was a learning experience for me, because I did not realize how important it is for people to be told specifically, you know. Yeah. It's fine to be the funny barber, you know, the hairstylist, or it's fine to conduct our church choirs, but don't say it. You know, I have no problem saying it. You know, I have no problem passing you a Kleenex and saying, wipe your face, boo-boo. I have no problem with that.
I like that. I like how so candid you are about it, because we're living in times where it's becoming more open for us to be candid. We're not living in the shadows anymore. So I definitely thank you for sharing your story with me and my listeners tonight.
And we have a responsibility. We do. Yeah. We have a responsibility to those who came before us and paved the way. And we have a responsibility to those kids who are coming up behind us. You know, kids are killing themselves over grief because they feel people don't understand them, or they're not living up to the standard that society has placed for them. This is a serious issue. Kids are killing themselves, and that should not be. It should not be.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it. Let a person be who they are and accept them where they are and love them the way they are. And let, you know, God told us to be fishermen of men. He did not say clean them. He just said catch them. That's all we got to do. We are not here to clean anybody else up. So cleaning yourself up is a full-time job.
I know that's right. And after such a beautiful testament, we have another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and DJ, our one and only Honey Bee. Drop the next beat.
Oh, no way.
And Mel said it best, just like Jerry does on a constant basis every month. So all the people out there that's in the community, hey, Rainbow, it's our thing.
That's right.
And you know what? It's okay. Here we go, y'all.
Put it in a blank.
Got it. there, you better stand clear. EPMD is a world premiere. From New York straight talk, America's best. Cold Wild Long Island is where we rest. Style of the rap makes your hands clap. Take care of the stuff because the lines are strapped. They mean business, no time for play. If you buy a line, they blow your way. The more you bite, your body gets hot. Don't get too close because you might get shot. Knowing out my mom like a poisonous rat. Don't play dumb, boy, you're smarter than that. That's my thing. Rhythmatic style keeps the rhyme flowing. The brain's already biting without you knowing. Can't understand why your body's getting weaker. Then you realize it's a voice from the speaker. The mind become delirious. Situation serious. Don't get ill. Go and get curious.
Enough about that. Let's get on to something better. And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. And if you want some water, I get you a cup. And if you don't want it, then burn the hell up. I'm telling you now, boy, you ain't jack. Talk so much junk like Mr. T is your back, but he's not. So don't act cute, cause if we do, you in high pursuit.
It's my thing. As the song goes on, you will notice a change. The way I throw down, the way I say my name. The mic that I'm packing is flame resistant, so it's just cool and keep your distance. When I walk into the party, girls are screaming at me. I park my mic and my host, and then I yell, freeze.
Freeze.
Music, please.
Oh, where was I? Oh, yes, say a deaf rhyme, then I put him to rest. Every time I rock a rhyme, I can tell that you like it. The notion is strong like the mind of a psychic. The mind is weary, floating like a dove. Sweating the things like a jewel's make a love. Control the crowd so they can accept it. Told the concentration is the perfect method.
It's my thing. The strong I attack, the ones who got the mic and freeze, I throw back, I perfect and eject, make MC sweat, take them off on the mic, then I tell them step, not waiting or debating, cause if they keep hating, playing me too close, like two dogs mating,
now let's get on with the rest of the lesson, don't really like it when suckers start messing, trying to make a scene, talking very loud, talking much junk to attract the crowd, you say you want to battle, your first mistake, you get quiet and stuff like you was out of wake, end up beginning, you knew you wasn't winning, now you're for shame, your head starts bending. Kind of set, boy, I understand. You lost again, I won goddamn.
My thing. My funky fresh lyrics put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time. And at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign. Cause I'm the thriller of Manila, MC Cold Killer. Drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through. Then they tap me on my shoulder and say, this buzz for you.
To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be silky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rate of I'm going. Hydraulic eject is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the all the capacitance is waved like the motion of water. Smooth.
It is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110 on my MC test. My rhymes stronger than Tyson. Hold the MC license when I grab the mic. MCs get frightened.
I'm dangerous, I eat across some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around and we'll be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite because the rhymes are mine and that ain't right. But that's chill, just chill to the next episode. Diamond J, yo, release the code.
My thing.
And we are back. Y'all join the conversation, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some tea time with me, the Gifted One, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. We have caller number 4 in the queue. Caller number 4, tell me your name and where you are calling from tonight.
Hi, Jared. This is Angela. I'm actually calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just wanted to chime in on your show tonight. I'm enjoying your guest. Your poetry is amazing, and I like how you how the music have just been playing along with the poetry tonight. So I give a shout out to Brother O for the music that's being played tonight. But I thank you for this show. It is amazing. Thank you for what you're doing, because there are a lot of people out there that need to hear this. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Sister Angela, our commissioner here at ONE Dynasty, for calling in. Angela, do you want to tell the people about your next show?
Yes, of course, my show is Walk in Purpose with Angela. I'll actually be on next Wednesday, September 22nd, my grandmother's birthday. So I'm going to be doing something special. Of course, you know, I just want people to know that they have purpose, and you're definitely sharing tonight and walking in your purpose. So thank you for doing what you do. Love you. Be blessed.
I love you as well, Queen Sister, and you be blessed as well. All right, Brother O, you got another track in the queue for us. Go ahead and drop the beat.
Before I do that, you know, I got, you know, all the people out there that love EPMD, I do that a little bit. But tonight has been so special to me, because it is what we do on a constant basis, Jared. And it's about, you know, helping people and change people. The reason why ONE Dynasty and L. Dumars do what we do when it comes down to our lesbian and gay task force community is there are people, like you said, teenagers and some grown-ups that committed suicide. And it's a sad situation. And no one wants to talk about that. Also, you know, no one wants to really get into depth of when people just being themselves, they want to live their lives. And you said something that was deep tonight. It's my business who I get up in the morning with, who I love. And that's the key to a lot of things out there, guys. We have to make sure we press that button to know that all people are created equal in the sight of God, period. And that's our problem right now, Jared. You know, we have people, even in our own family, that are homophobic. And they have the right to do what they want to do. However, we have to understand that we need to love. Tara Strength talked about that in his last show, talking about Seth.
Yes, he did.
And,
yes, he
you know,
did.
And, you know, being able to be tolerant of others, loving others. And that's the key. So, now, ML Dumars and Jared Thomas, I got a dedication to me. Because if you're going to listen to the greatest DJ that ever did it on internet radio, you're cool want to be with me.
You're cool want to be with me.
Make your records, but I'm still the same Dr. Ice. Stay with me, they make me laugh. People get jealous, cause if you laugh
signing autographs.
I'm trying to figure it out, no doubt. But the way things are going, I'm ready to jet out. Words in the girl, it's hard, it ain't funny. Can't go, don't know if she want me or my money. So I'm being picky, cause I ain't sure. And I'm living the life you might call insecure.
I want a nice individualistic, that's not materialistic. Not being egotistic, I just like a individualistic. The body artistic, a little bit of lipstick. Those are the type of girls that make the doctor.
Well, I'm definitely a lover, hard when I'm undercover. I'll do kinky things to you, it's when I tell you mother. I push, but I won't shove ya, as long as I'm above ya. When I leave, just promise me, can't go to sleep and love ya.
I want the girl with action, control like Janet Jackson. I hate the dark, I want the light, so I can see reaction. Against all relaxing, prepare for steady waxing. When you leave, you must be for what satisfaction.
Hey girl, you wanna be with me? Because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me? Because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
A lot of these girls trying to play the role. Every time I see them, they're on the stroll. Teasing the fellas, wearing tight pants, leading us on after a soul dance. But in search of love, that's how I'm living. I want a girl to give me the same thing that I am giving to her. From now till the day I depart, but she's got to be a red bone, a beautiful work of art. That is the way this Pisces views, like D.C. Williams on the Eyewitness News. I hate a girl that knows every guy. Before you introduce, he already says hi. I feel like punching a dent in the grill, but that's ill. So doctor, chill. Cause if it's meant to happen, that's how it'll be. Sooner or later, you'll co-be with me.
She wants to be with me, and I know this for sure. I could tell as soon as she walks through the door. Swings and sways and shakes her stuff like jello. Waiting for EMV to say hello. Keep tight clothing, with everything is hanging. And all the boys admit that you're well worth banging. She only talks to talk, never wants to walk. She must be the most hard up in all New York. Like an angel, but then she's the face. At least that's a pretty picture she will love to paint. She's extraordinary, definitely rare. And anywhere you want me, baby, I'll be there. I'll make you feel content. Fill you with bliss, send a single through your body with just one kiss. But if you don't show, I won't be stunned. Give your mother my number, I know she'll come.
Hey girl, you wanna be with me? Because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You go wanna be with me? Because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
I want a girl that'll turn me on. When I say go, I wanna hear her say gone. When I say leave, I wanna hear her say left. And if I say was it good, she better say death. The kind of girl that I am looking for. I really don't think there are any more. But if one appears one day, I walk up to her and gently say, I've been staring at you a while. And every time you see me staring, you crack a smile. If you don't wanna be with me, it's true. If you didn't, I wouldn't be next to you.
So please stop forever chasing. Girl, I'm tired of waiting.
Hurry up and make a so-called move that you've been talking about making girls show improve. There's really no need to talk about it. You know what I want, so what about it? We can either go fast or slow, cause I'll be in and out before you know.
You say you're resisting, but yet you're still kissing.
Everybody thought that I've been wanting you to kiss. Hey girl, here's a spot you missed. So cold.
Hey girl, you wanna be with me? Because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You cold wanna be with me?
Right, for these tracks tonight from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and DJ, Mr. Honey B. Oleski. You are doing it tonight. We have caller number 5 in the queue. Caller number 5, let us know your name and where you're calling from and say hello to my guest, ML Dumars.
Hey, Jarek, this is Asa Atunre, and peace and divine blessings to your guests. I'm just calling to say that I appreciate the show. I really love the poetry that she is spitting tonight. So thank you, and shout out to you, Brother O, DJ Olasky, for the wonderful soundtrack and the wonderful beats that you are putting down tonight.
And thank you, Arsette, my beautiful queen sister, my cousin here at O&E Dynasty. Let my people listening at home know about your next show.
My next show on The Essence of Time will be September the 14th at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central, here at O&E Dynasty on the Damon Network. My topic will be Know the Difference, a Real Man versus a Baby Boy. So I invite all in all to personally tune in and invite a friend.
Well, I'm already interested in your show because I know the difference between boys and men, darling. So thanks for calling in tonight. I love you so much. Love, peace, and light to you. And I cannot wait till your next show, baby girl. And we got to do some poetry together on one of these shows one of these days, either yours or mine. We're going to pick one.
Yes, I love you too. And yes, we are definitely going to pick a day to do some poetry, and it will be spicy and juicy. It will be X-rated because I'm coming with it.
All right. You know me. You know my tongue is spicy, darling, so I definitely look forward to it. Okay. So I'm going to just get to my final thoughts with my guest, Ms. ML Dumars. ML, can you let my people at home know who you are, where they can follow you, and about any of your projects that you have available?
Yes. I have a few things coming up that I'm juggling around. I have a novel out any given Tuesday. And it's available on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. I also am working on the children's book. I was told by some children in our family that I must write something that they can read. So I'm toning it down a bit, and I'm collaborating with an awesome local artist, Wet Paints Art. And we're going to put out this children's book that's going to be just awesome. Awesome story, incredible artwork. So that's coming out. I'm also working on a book of poetry. So that should be coming soon. I'm a self-publisher. So as soon as those are ready to go, then I'll announce them and they'll go live. I believe that reading and the ability to read is for the masses. So once it's out there, I want everyone who wants to read it to be able to get it. So those are a few things that are going on. My second novel is in the works, and it will be a sci-fi. And you mentioned spicy, so so far it has caused me to blush. I feel when I write, it's a voice, a gift given to me, and I am blessed to be able to scribe, to be the scribe for it. So as I wrote the first few chapters, I had to stop and say, "Oh my." I had to fan myself. So it promises to be quite the adventure in space and time and all those other human things that we don't talk about in the public. So look forward to that. That'll be coming out soon. There'll be some excerpts and some little tidbits on that before the whole thing comes out. So those are just a few of the things I'm working on now.
Okay, and I want to personally say thank you again to you, Ms. ML Dumars, one of my fellow collaborators with the Shreveport Writers Club. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. I appreciate you and your time and your energy for all that you do for us here in Shreveport with your writing here in our community, in our backyard. I love you so much, Queen Sister. I send you and Deborah my love and my peace and energy tonight. And I will be in touch with you guys as soon as possible. And I would love to have you back here with us on ONE for another episode of A Little Tea Time.
Anytime, anytime, brother.
All right. You have a great night, Queen Sister. And Brother O, let's pay the bills.
Well, first of all, ML Dumars. Have a dedication to Jerick Thomas tonight. For him standing up for what he believes in and for the whole community around the world. We broadcast in 47 countries, and it's wonderful. And we want to thank all the people who listen on a constant basis. Now, who is Jerick Thomas? Is he the greatest man alive?
This is going to be the biggest story up. BST, the atmosphere is one. I'll be the greatest man alive. BST, the atmosphere is one.
Unusual fellow.
ESP, the atmosphere is one. I'll be the greatest man.
Hey, ML Dumars, you know, how you feel about the show tonight and all the people that, you know, follow you and now you know about ONE Dynasty before I go into my Ngozi time?
Oh, I love it. I love the show. I love the energy, the positive vibe. I love the dedication to the people. I love that that is your focus. So I'm thrilled to be here tonight.
Now listen, get a chance to listen to all our shows right here on these stations, and we want you to come back on many times to just support all the rest of our hosts, man, because you haven't even, you know, ONE Dynasty is fantastic, and now you learned it, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, call
right.
in. You know, be part of our family.
All
call
right.
in. Press one on every show, okay?
All right, then.
All right. First of all, let's congratulate outstanding show tonight, the championship. Congratulations to Jerick Thomas on the second ONE syndicated station all-time connection record. Outstanding show, outstanding content, you know, and the platform and transcript was to the T. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come back on with Chef Yosef. And, you know, eating on a spiritual level. And I cannot wait for him tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the ONE, which is Oladele and Ngozi Enterprise Region, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on at fabnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele and Ngozi Periscope Plus, Oladele and Malay, where Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, A Little Tea Time, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, Olay Day, lay down and goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio, producing and shrining. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. For the next 2 minutes and 22 seconds, you have the gifted one. The mic is yours.
All right, so I want to wish all the Virgo hosts and listeners around the world a happy birthday. I dedicate this show to my father, James Carter Jr. His birthday is September the 18th. I want to wish a happy birthday to my Aunt Dot, my Uncle Janelle, my Uncle Email, my cousin Courtney. I love you guys. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, your birthday. His birthday is coming up. Beyonce's birthday was just this past weekend, so happy birthday to Beyonce. And as I always tell you guys, until my next show next month, be great on purpose and not on accident. The future is now. I love you guys. This is Jerick with A Little Tea Time. I love you guys. Y'all be great and be well.